but you can't see the body, you think you're free.
Good, good, good.
What the human race is suffering from is man... We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers.
We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us not a big place. And everybody's just walking around, heading to clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
Everybody is late. And never underprepared, yeah. They shade shine on me, they just break it proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe the lie that the enemy Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac.
For real?
How could any government bestow that? A pile of people who believe in political throwback. That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the black pope.
The greatest form of control is where you think you're free, when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell but you can't see the bar, you think you're free.
What the human race is suffering from is mass hypnosis. We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers.
We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us fight and be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
Everybody is slaves, only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lair. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they shade sign on me, they just break it proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe the lie that the enemy's Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac.
For real?
How could any government bestow that? A pile of people who believe in political throwback. That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the black pope in Solomon's temple.
Yeah.
About the Vatican assassins and how they will get you. And how they clone Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? Motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us not to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, out in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. By then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end.
Whoever built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power, and you know that that's the information that they suppress and devour. Who you think the motherfuckers that crashed in the tower? Who you think that made it turn into ash in an hour? Skeletons on the moon, yeah. The ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tombs. The bird flu is a lie, the swine flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives. Do y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leaders sacrifice the children in robes? Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us not be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real.
If you can persuade me
that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see in God. Because they'll lack in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.
Truth Radio, bring you facts.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know, I know no matter why you choose, you need a fire engineer when I lay this blade. I melt down tracks, that thrills and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars of throw, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That, don't hold me back, I roll for crack. Y'all cats told Mac the rap. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you must can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with speed? Yeah. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You must know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, they'll set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, they'll set you free. Ain't nothing changed with speed. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well. Couple court cases from jail. Couple 404 shells from hell. Stuck on this mission. Go home, my girl fussing him. Won't you change your life? I'm thinking. Won't I change my wife? Ignorant. Happen like the rap shit. It's just another hustle. Another way for to touch you. Now they know the face that beams. Now they see my face on screens. And I ain't even chased this dream. I feel sorry for those who did. Y'all can't stop the war, whether rock or raw. I'm slinging coke in a rock below. You know what block I'm on, block and palm. You wanna get shot, karate chop, Lord, stand this song.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Wake Up Call. I hope everybody had a great weekend. Tonight, on this Monday night, I'm going to do a little bit of a different show tonight. Usually when I come on, guys, we kind of go over the whatever the current events are in the day or in the week. And, you know, it usually leads us in, you know, God knows what direction. We go in so many different directions sometimes. Tonight, I kind of have a little focus I want to do. And, you know, tonight's show, this is going to be a show that I want you guys to show to some of your friends that aren't awake, okay? And I don't mean to go over things that all you guys already know, a lot of the people that, you know, are into the research and everything. But I have a pretty good list I've comprised here. What we're going to talk about is basically how every single time, and I can't even think of an exception. I mean, maybe there is one. I'm not going to say it doesn't exist. But I have a list here that I comprised of about 15 to 20 different events, starts of wars, terror attacks, or other things like that that we staged, we participated in to get us into a war. And, you know, this is very important because, you know, for some people, maybe, you know, going at them with the whole 9/11 route, it just won't work. Maybe we need to go at them with the war route and just show them. And I know what you're thinking. Some of these people are so stubborn. I know how it is. But, you know, maybe we can just show them, you know, a little outline here of how every single war was staged. I mean, every single one. It almost never was a nation just attacking another. It's almost always a nation attacking itself. Or pretended it attacked itself. You know, we're gonna go way back. We're gonna start back around 1933, and we're gonna start with the Reichstag, okay? With the Reichstag fire. Now, for those of you that don't know, okay, the Reichstag was a building in Germany. I think, I think it was some sort of government building, like a parliament or something. And what happened is Hitler took a prisoner out of one of his camps, okay? Now, he was itching to invade Poland, okay? This is a lot like what we do, and this is why, you know, there's going to be a lot of similarities you're going to see. And what he did is he took one of the prisoners out of one of his camps, okay, dressed him up in a Polish uniform, and blamed him for lighting the Reichstag fire. You know, after, obviously, they burnt the building to the ground. They shot this guy over near the fire, blamed him for it. And, you know, that's, you know, to them, gave them an excuse to invade Poland. So I know this isn't the United States. This is Germany. This is Hitler. This is a whole different ballgame. I understand that. Okay? But I just want to show you how it's – and I'm not just focusing on our country. I'm going to talk about a few different countries and how this is a strategy that's done time and time and time and time and time again. It's done over and over and over and over and over. Okay? Some things are just – passed down and done over and done over, and people just don't catch on. When you have an absolute grip on the media and the flow of information, and, you know, a lot of you guys out there are thinking, oh, no, they really don't, thank God to the internet. It's a little more close grip than you think. I mean, it really is, guys, okay? There's definitely some great sites. But don't be fooled by thinking everything you see in the alternative media is that some of that's not put there for you to see. Some of that's not put there to get the fear factor going in you, okay? Because a lot of it is, and we've talked about that at great length. Let's fast forward 8 years, okay? Now this one right here. Now I know you know a lot of the people listening might know, but a lot of the people that you're still trying to wake up, they're going to butt heads with you on this because they're going to think it just sounds absurd, but it's absolutely true, okay? Now, I wasn't there. It was in 1941, but when we got attacked at Pearl Harbor, I mean, we knew the attack was coming. Not only did we know it was coming, guys, we knew the exact day it was coming and the approximate time, okay? And not only did we know the day and the time, our president had all the radar that would have protected us from that shut down, taken out. Okay? I mean, he was dying for this. And we were trying to, for a while, we were trying to instigate them. Okay? We were trying to instigate Japan, with different embargo? When you make it hard for them to get oil or whatever. You know, like a trade restriction type of thing. I think that's what it's called. You know, with different things like that. I mean, we were trying to provoke a war with them. Okay? We were dying to get in that war. So when that attack happened, guys, okay, it absolutely could have been prevented. So the 2,000 or 3,000 people that died, excuse me for not knowing the exact amount, I haven't studied Pearl Harbor enough. I just haven't got around to it yet. But I do know that there were a lot of people. It was close to the same total that they tell you for 9/11. That's kind of how I remembered. It was real close to the same amount of number, supposedly. I think it was like 2,700 or something. Can you imagine that, though? Now, when we get off the air tonight, and it'll be up there for tomorrow, I'll put it up on my site on therealnewsonline.com, okay? I have a page for you guys. It's called The Wake Up Call. If you go there, you might not see it right now because I hid the page just because I got to put new material up. And, you know, by tomorrow, I'll put this list up there for you guys. And, you know, do what you want with it. You know, share it. Yeah, there's share features at the bottom of the toolbar in the bottom left corner. You can share it with anything, any blog, any network, any email. You know, the whole deal. Okay, cell phones, whatever. It's just like I feel it's like a good outline. And I'm no expert on history. Okay, I haven't been doing this forever. This stuff isn't that hard to find, though. That's the thing. This isn't like trying to find out who killed Kennedy or what happened on 9/11 or, you know, these other, you know, bigger things. I mean, these are huge things, too. I don't know if maybe because it's so much time has passed. I think probably that's why. You know, it's kind of common knowledge out there. It's kind of common knowledge about Pearl Harbor. A lot of people know that, you know, we let that attack happen. We absolutely let it happen. Now, we're going to move on to the next thing. Now, this is another strategy that they use, guys, and they still use it today, and you see it all the time. This is what they did. They wanted to – there was a democratically elected leader of Iran. His name was Mohammad Mossadegh, okay? And, you know, we didn't control him. We didn't put him in there, and we weren't having that. So the CIA got their hands dirty. They went over to Iran. They did a bunch of terror attacks. They blew up school buses. They gunned down civilians. And they actually, you know, it's like old school propaganda. There was no TV. Well, yeah, there was TV, right? Well, there was no internet. You know, what they did is they dropped a bunch of pamphlets all over the street, and it said, what did it say? Down with Allah, up with Mosaddegh. So you could only imagine how much that pissed people off. And of course, those, the attacks were blamed on him. I think, you know, eventually, I mean, they got him out of there. Okay? And, you know, this is a strategy that they do all the time. I mean, they're doing it right now. Who are they waiting to topple next? Whose business is the CIA in right now? What dictator are we going to take out and put in another puppet? You know, it's only a matter of time before they're all puppets, most of them. You know what I mean? There's very few that aren't. And, you know, those are the ones that they always want to kill. You know, these things right here that we're talking about tonight, these aren't theories. Okay? I want you to just know that confidently. And, you know, these are the type of things that, like for me, for instance, right? And I don't like to name people on my show, like out of my personal life. But, you know, have a real hard time getting my father to listen to anything. Okay? You know, I don't know when I'm going to try again with him because I got real frustrated. But, I mean, this is the type of list that, you know, you could show maybe to somebody like that. Like, this is the type of angle maybe I need to come at next time, because these are undeniable facts. You don't need to get into any theories, any really deep research. I mean, for people like us that research a lot, I mean, this is a walk in the park, guys. I mean, you could find this stuff out in no time. I mean, it's all right there in front of you. Okay? Now, one of the bigger ones that a lot of people know about, a lot of people have heard, I'm sure you've heard of it, and that's Operation Northwoods, right? Everybody's heard of Operation Northwoods. Now, what Operation Northwoods was, again, you know, it's never, you know, when I was brought up, okay, I don't mean to bounce around here, but when I was brought up, believing that, you know, the United States was like the world's policeman, and, you know, we were the good guys, and we went around everywhere and fixed things. The guys, I mean, it's so crazy, the BS they feed us. I mean, it really is. It's so friggin' crazy. Operation Northwoods. Now, I don't know, because I just want to make a little footnote here. Because you guys know me, I'm a skeptic about a lot of things. I think I see through a lot of their BS, not to say that you guys don't. I think I see through their BS, you know, fairly well. This story, now I don't know, maybe Truth War, if I'm wrong here, jump in. This thing about Operation Northwoods, was this even, I know it supposedly happened in the 60s, but was this even well known before 9/11? Or was this something that maybe they floated out after and then backed it up with some documents? Was this common knowledge for a long time? Truth War, do you know, if you're there? Okay.
I know, it was known by the military but not by the general public. And, it's only since 9/11 that people started digging into this and found all of this, you know, this long history of false flag.
Okay, so with that being said, guys, I just want to say I am not confident that this was really, really out there until they tied it into the whole 9/11 conspiracy side to build along that snowball. You know, it might have been. I don't know. So I'm just going to say that. But anyways, you know, getting a little bit into the details of it, guys. You know, Operation Northwoods, what basically they wanted to do is they wanted a reason to attack Cuba. Okay? Plain and simple. They wanted to attack Cuba, and they had a lot of crazy stuff planned out. And, you know, for people out there that thinks the United States doesn't do stuff like this, okay, show them this document. It's all over the internet. It's not hard to find. Operation Northwoods, okay, you can find it anywhere. They wanted to do a few things. Well, tell me if this doesn't sound familiar. They wanted to take an airplane, and they wanted to unload its passengers somewhere, a bunch of college students. And then what they were going to do is they were going to take the airplane with remote control, and they were going to fly it and crash it, and they were going to blame it on Cuba, like they were going to crash it over Cuba or whatever. Okay? Nobody was going to be in the plane, though. Nobody was going to die. They were going to fake it. All right? There's a whole bunch. They were going to have a bunch of soldiers or whatever, you know, secret SEAL team or whatever they are that would do these black operation type stuff. They were going to dress up as Cuban military, and they were going to attack U.S. bases. They were going to launch terror attacks in Miami, New York. You know, I don't want to just throw a bunch of cities out there and be wrong, but there were a few major cities in the United States that they were going to do that. They had suggested, now it wasn't decided, but they had suggested that they were going to blow up a U.S. Navy ship and blame Cuba on that down in Guantanamo Bay. Okay? There was a lot of talk about just blowing up different drones, different aircrafts, all types of stuff. What else was it that they were going to do? Yeah, I know I'm forgetting something. Oh, they were going to hijack a plane. They were going to hijack a plane, but it was going to be controlled the whole time. Like, you know, everybody was in on it. You know, the pilot, the hijackers, everything. And they were going to just, like, reroute it. But that was part of the plan, actually, yeah. The one that I told you about with the college students. They were going to reroute it. They were going to let the college students off. And then the empty plane would be flied with remote control. It would be crashed. Blamed on Cuba, like they shot it down or something. And there you go. There they have their reason to attack. So see, I mean, this is the way that they think. Okay, they know that they can't just go and just start what they do, but they know without setting up a whole little facade. Okay, without setting up this whole little facade, like they're doing, they always do the opposite of what they're saying. If they're telling you they're doing a humanitarian effort, they're going to do, make, you know, some, I guess it's not genocide if it's not your own people, right? But they're going to exterminate people. They're not going to feed them, okay? If they're telling you they're going to make a place free, they're going to make a place a war zone and bomb the crap out of it, okay? I mean, it's just, it's always ass backwards of what they say and what it is. All the time. All the time. Now, here's one of my favorites. This one, you know, this one actually went down. This went through. Operation Northwoods never went through. Okay, so whether, you know, it was real or not real, or, it didn't go through anyways. It never came to fruition. The next thing that I want to talk about, guys, is the USS Liberty. Okay, we wanted to go to war in the Middle East. Sound familiar? All right, we wanted to attack Egypt. Okay, that was our target. That was our Iraq or Iran at the time, the big bad country with all the dangerous nukes or whatever. I don't know if they had nukes, but so here's what they did. We made a backdoor deal with Israel, all right? We had them have three bombers that were unmarked, you know, totally blank. You couldn't tell where they came from. And they were going to come down and bomb the crap out of our big Navy ship, all right? Now, when they first started approaching, the Israelis, and then, you know how they are with the American, it's like, you know, butt buddies, the Israelis, you know, said, hey, that's an American ship. We're not going to fire on that, you know? And, you know, we're going to be locked up if they did it, yada, yada, yada. So they continued to fire on it, and they beat the bag out of this ship, okay? They beat the bag out of the ship. I don't know how many crew members were lost, but they beat the bag out of this thing. This thing was, like, ready to sink, okay? All types of holes in it. And what ended up happening is a Russian ship, Before this, actually, I got a little too far ahead. The president's involved in this too. The president, Lyndon Johnson, at the time, all right. There's been tapes that have come out, and you can hear the tapes. They've come out in like since like 2004 from the NSA. You know, there was another U.S. ship nearby while this ship's getting bombed. The USS Liberty's getting the crap kicked out of it, right? So we got another Navy ship in the nearby waters, and they called in and said, you know, we're going to go help, blah, 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 blah. And the president of the United States himself got on the line after the general, the top general guy, and he told them directly, I want that damn boat sinking to the bottom of the ocean. Turn around. Yeah, just like that. Imagine that. About an American ship. Imagine being that, the captain of the ship, and you can't go help another American ship. That's the situation that they were put in. All right? So this went on and on for a while. I don't know if it was, you know, how many hours it was, how long, you know, I don't know the first thing about being in a war and how long it takes to sink a ship like that, how many minutes. But it was going on for a while, okay? And basically a Russian ship happened to come back. and saw this going on, so his race took off, you know. And I'm not trying, you know, there's a lot of anti-Israel people out there. You guys know me. I'm not anti-anything, okay? Everybody's equal to me, all right? There's some people that if you say anything, like I said, how the Israelis took off, like, they'll take that the wrong way. No, I'm not even blaming the Israelis. I mean, we made the deal with them, okay? And the pilot, under good conscience, wasn't going to do it until he was threatened with being court-martialed, okay? You know, they took off. The ship survived. Well, not survived, but it didn't sink. The captain, now, they gave him a Medal of Honor and told him to keep his mouth shut. Unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. Let's go forward a little more. This is a big one. This might be one of the better points to bring up, maybe to somebody in your parents' generation or whatever, that you have a hard time getting them to even believe, even one time that the news lies to them about war or anything. I mean, there's a lot of people in the so-called baby boomer generation that, you know, and I'm not trying to say I'm a know-it-all, and I'm not. And I'm not trying to say, you know, people my age are know-it-alls. But I really do think people my age, when it comes to stuff like this, are a lot more informed than people, you know, in the baby boom era, because a lot less of them, you know, are as familiar with computers to do research, and they've had, you know, no fault of their own. They've had the news burying it in their head for years and years and years, and they've trusted it for like 30 years. Yeah, so, I mean, you really can't blame them, because they didn't have a computer. All they had was a few TV stations. They sat there and watched it day after day after day, and they ate up everything it is. So what I'm going to get to, guys, all right, it's the Gulf of Tonkin. Now, if you're in the research community, truth movement, whatever one of these terms you want to use, okay, like, you guys know I don't like being labeled anything. I like to just call myself a realist. That's it. I'm a realist. I want to know what's real and what's fake, what's true and what's false. Don't beat around the bush. Just give me it straight. I can handle it. You know, you'd be surprised. A lot of people can't handle it. They don't want you to give it to them straight. When you give it to them straight, it's almost like you've insulted them, all right? And it kind of boggles my mind. It really does. It still boggles my mind that I have friends that, you know, you tell them, hey, you know we were lied to about 9/11? And they don't even want to know about that? That just boggles my mind, dude. You know what I mean? Like, how could you not want to know about that? Do you understand that we're just murdering people? Now, the reason we're talking a little bit about that is because look at these events we're talking about, right? Isn't it so familiar? Stage an attack, blame another country, invade them. I mean, that's dirty, man. That's what we do. We're not the world police. Man, I don't even want to insult our country because, you know, I love my country. I do. I just hate the damn people running it. They're fools. You know what? They're not even fools. Because what they're doing is on purpose. Okay? They're looting this country. They're burning this country to the ground. And it's all by design. All right? I'm sure you've heard the term America's being destroyed by design. It really is. And they're going to loot and pillage every which way they can on the way out the door. Well, the little guy doesn't have a chance. You know, I was talking to my friend just yesterday about this. Listen to this, right? You know, the whole thing that goes on at Wall Street, right? All the shenanigans that goes on. I mean, everything is pretty much inside a trade, is it not? I mean, they're not going to share all types of information that the regular person on the street can't get. And, like, they're not going to tell their buddies to get out now or get in. I mean, of course they are. So, I mean, it's always going on. It's not frowned upon. I mean, that whole thing is much of a show like politicians, I think. I mean, a lot of it's just, anyways, where I was going with this is, Jesus, where was I going with this? You know, I hate when I lose my train of thought. Oh, here we go. I'm sorry about that, guys. You know, I got a million things going on in my head. I tend to do that sometimes. I don't mean to do that. What I was saying is, you know, the stock market. I mean, how much of a disadvantage are you at If you go and play in the stock market and you don't have any of this insider information, you don't have these people that are, you know, in the upper echelon of rich folk trying to just help each other and scratch each other's back and screw everybody else. You know, that's why I think, you know, they have these sites like Ameritrade and stuff. And sure, you could be the lucky guy and get some stuff and you could be smart about it, maybe do a little bit. But honestly, I mean, you're jumping in there playing their game. I don't know. If a lot of you guys had success on these things, let me know. But I would tend to think that's almost like playing a bunch of carnival games. I mean, the odds would be really stacked against you, I would think. I wouldn't think it's like you're going in 50-50 and it's either pulling in or pulling out at the right time. You got so much manipulation going on behind the scenes that doesn't involve you, but it involves everybody else. You know what I mean? It's just the whole damn thing's rigged. All right, I didn't mean to get off track here and start talking about Wall Street, but let's get back to the Gulf of Tonkin for a minute. You know, the Gulf of Tonkin. What basically the Gulf of Tonkin incident is, for those of you that don't know, the Gulf of Tonkin is what got us into the Vietnam War. Okay, now the Vietnam War, a lot of people back then were really active and really against this war. They wanted nothing to do with the Vietnam War. They did not want us in there. So what ended up happening is we staged another attack. Again, guys, again, you understand? It's never Vietnam attacked us, so we attacked them back. Iraq attacked us, so we attacked them back. Afghanistan attacked us, so we attacked them back. It's never that. Never. Never Egypt attacked us, so we attacked them back. Do you get it yet? Every single freaking time. All right? Every time. So now, the Gulf of Tonkin. What happened? Okay, here's what happened. We put out this bogus news report, like we always do. Okay? I can see it in my head right now, because I've seen it so many times now. And he talks about the two South Vietnamese boats firing on our ships in the Gulf of Tonkin. And it was a bold-faced lie. And as a matter of fact, there were two South Vietnamese boats, and they did encounter our ship. And you know what happened? Our ship fired on them, and they knew what it meant, and they didn't even fire back. Okay? Yeah, we're the world police. That's why we went to the Vietnam War, guys. Tell me how you feel about this now. We went to the Vietnam War, and we lost 60,000 good Americans. And you know what else? Because I actually care about people all over the world. Some people don't. We lost 1.5 million good Vietnamese people. All right? 1.5 million. And do you know that this still, there are still people being born over there with all types of deformities from all the Agent Orange and all the other bullshit, the napalm and everything else? Have you seen the pictures of the Vietnamese kids? I'll have to put some of them up there. I'll put some of them up on the website tomorrow so you can see them. All right? It's pretty heartbreaking. You know, it really is. That whole war, guys, think about this. 60,000 deaths. That's a lot of friggin' deaths. And for what? To make the war machine go. People that are connected, we'll say it like that, people that are connected, well, they're tied into big defense companies, and they make tons of money off war. I mean, it's that simple. Well, they sell weapons, you know what I mean? It's that simple. It's about the money. The war makes these people tons of money. They love to go to war. And meanwhile, we're the ones that have to die. We're the ones that have to give our lives, our kids, our parents, however old you are, your brother, your grandfather, your son, your daughter, your mother, whatever, you know? We're the ones that give our lives for that. And you know, if the people knew all these things I'm telling you, I think the people are good people here. They just don't have a clue. Okay? If they knew that we were just out provoking all this stuff, they wouldn't be down for any of these wars. We're out there losing lives because we're out there starting shit. You tell me how that makes sense. Why do we need to do that? Nobody wants to bother us, dude. You know? Nobody does. Nobody's starting with us. We are just picking fights all over the place. Anytime we want, there's a lot of reasons. We've gone over them before. You know, two of the biggest reasons are obvious. One is resources, and that includes oil, okay, lithium, anything, drugs, opium, whatever, all right? The other is the finances. You know, the people that control all these world banks, the so-called Rothschilds or the Vatican or whoever is pulling the strings behind all the banks, there's only a few countries left that they don't control their financial system through a central bank. These are the countries that we always go and attack. And the people have no idea. You tell that to a regular American, and they'll look at you funny, all right? And, you know, if you show them the list of the countries that, you know, still don't have a central controlled bank there, and then you show them the list of the so-called worst terror states in the world, it's the same list. It's getting smaller now because we've already invaded Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya. You know what I mean? We're knocking that list right down. There's only a couple left. You know who else is on there? Cuba's on there. Oh, isn't that funny? North Korea. Oh, isn't that funny? Terrorists. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable, guys. And people don't see through the fog. And that's why I want to do this show tonight. So you can, you know, you can just tell these, because these are all events that they've heard, but probably heard from a different perspective. Definitely with, I think, with Pearl Harbor and, with the Vietnam War, I think that, you know, most people don't know that. I mean, the Vietnam War, you know, I wasn't alive. Okay. I'm quite younger than that. Man, if I was alive for that, could you imagine how anti-war I would be? I mean, hey guys, don't get it twisted. Don't let anybody ever put words in your mouth. If you're anti-war, that does not mean you do not support the troops. That means you support the troops even more. Why are you gonna go put our young Americans in harm's way and get them killed over an unjust reason, over us starting an effect? Longer or after war, I don't want to kill people so bad. You know? Why can't we ever strive for peace? And why is it us? Why are we the bad guys? Why did we have to be the ones to do this? Why did I have to be born here? I mean, I feel so bad. Every time I see people from other countries, I apologize. Every time, guys. Every time I'm in a forum or a chat or whatever, and there's other nations in there, I apologize. And I told you guys, I mean, for the most part, they feel bad for us. They know that we don't know. And I tell them, you know, those of us that do know are absolutely totally against all of this, you know, totally against this. The other thing, guys, you know, I forgot a little bit about, you know, we were talking a few minutes ago about that situation in Iran. They also set up the Savad, which is the Iranian secret police. That's what the CIA did while they were there. And then the Savat went on to, you know, for about 25 years, all types of atrocities. And they were put in place by us, as usual, you know, put in place by us. Now let's fast forward a little bit, guys. And, you know, I want to talk about, where do I want to start here? Okay, let's fast forward to the Gulf War. Now, when I say the Gulf War, I mean the first Iraq War, the first time we went after Saddam Hussein. I was in eighth grade at the time, I can remember. It was around 1990, 1991, if you guys remember, okay? This was like the first time that you really saw war going on live on TV, if you remember CNN, with all those night vision shots and all the bombs going off and stuff. And, you know, at the time, you know, you thought it was cool, but that's really not cool at all. I mean, it's not cool at all. But I was a little kid, so, you know, I thought it was cool watching the war on TV. And I bet you a lot of adults that aren't really the brightest balls in the tree, I bet you a lot of them do think it's cool. But it's not cool. And do you know why we were over there? One of the biggest reasons we invaded, okay, let's put it this way. The real reasons we invaded are the same reasons as we spoke of earlier, okay? Resources, control of the financial system. You know, a lot of it had to do with oil. I mean, the oil's huge. All right. Now, we didn't have a justified reason to go in there. So it's true that Saddam had moved into Kuwait. Okay. He was advancing. But you know what? It was really none of our damn business. And the American people wanted really nothing to do with it, especially after what happened in Vietnam, right? Let's mind our own business this time. And this is how far we've gone in the different direction. Think about now. There is never minding our own business. We don't even, we wouldn't even think about minding our own business. So what basically happened is, you know, there was this woman. She was actually a teenager at the time, 15. And she came forward, pretended to be a nurse that worked in a hospital in Kuwait. And she came out with this crazy story how all these Iraqi soldiers went in there. They went into the, what is that called? Is that the infirmary where the babies are? They went into the wing where the babies are or whatever. And they took them all out of the incubators and put... out there testifying to Congress, lying her ass off, talking about how the Iraqi soldiers, and this was on TV for all of us to see. Now, I don't remember because I was in eighth grade and I wasn't into news, okay, but if this was now, I would have definitely had a lot more to comment on you about this, but I saw little bits of it, and she really gets up there in front of Congress and just starts spitting out all these lies. All these lies. You know, and once the American people saw that and heard about babies being left on the floor to die, they were all for going in there. Okay? All for going in there. So, that is strike number one with us against Iraq. They didn't do nothing to us. Okay? I'm not saying Saddam's a good guy. I don't know enough about him to tell you what kind of guy he is. Because, you know, I only know what we heard over here. I mean, really? Who knows? You know, who knows? Okay? I tend to think he probably is kind of a bad guy. But that being said, you know, we went there. We're going to go there again. And the second time is going to be even more unjust than the first time. The second time is just absolutely ridiculous. Okay. Let's fast forward again, guys, past the first Gulf War. Okay. And let's stop on. Let's stop on the year 2001. What happened in 2001? Well, in 2001, 9/11 happened. Okay, now, as you guys know, we could sit here for 16 hours and talk about 9/11 right now, but we're not going to do that. But what I am going to do, guys, is, you know, I'm going to show you some similarities here. You know, and this is one of the last ones that, you know, if you're going to go this route to try and wake somebody up because nothing else is working, this is one of the last ones I want you to drop on the list. But we have a couple more after this. I just went to this because I'm kind of going in order here. But by the time you get to 9/11, I want you to be able to show them all these similarities. Okay? And, okay, so what happens? Well, we wanted to get Afghanistan's oil and opium. And maybe lithium, okay? We had tried to work out basically a strong arm in them type of deal where we wanted to go in there and build a gas pipeline through central Afghanistan, and they basically told us to screw, and we told them we were going to bomb them. And this is a fact, and I can show you the documents, and I'll put them up on the website tomorrow. It was from a thing called UNCOAL. It was a meeting that they had. I forget exactly, you know, who our ambassadors were and theirs and everything, but I can get you the names. I knew a couple of them, but it's been a while since I talked about this part of the story. Anyways, we told them specifically, you either accept our offer as a carpet of gold or we're going to bury you in a carpet of bombs. Okay? And then what happened? Just months later, we buried them in a carpet of bombs. Now, you know, with 9/11, guys, the whole thing was staged. The whole thing. Now, even if you don't, you know, even if you haven't heard of, you know, everything I was trying to tell you guys about the Hollow Towers and, you know, the fake victims and everything else, I know that if you're listening to this, you at least know that it wasn't Osama bin Laden, right? So it was just another lie. just another lie to frame somebody and invade another country and say they attacked us. You see how it's very similar? I mean, that's similar to the Vietnam War, isn't it? We said their boats attacked us when they didn't. What else? I mean, it's similar to the Reichstag, okay? They burned down their own building, but they framed it on a Polak. They framed it on Poland. Actually, I don't even know if the guy was a Polak. They put him in a Polish soldier, a Polish military uniform, though. Now, doesn't that sound familiar? I mean, it's like the same thing we did with the whole Osama bin Laden thing. We staged an attack on ourselves, blamed it on our new enemy, and then that gave us reason, and it gave us American backing from the people to go and attack these people. You know, I talk to people every day when I go out. I try and get a read on people, and some and then have them, you know, start talking about all on things. But still, I mean, they genuinely hate these people for no reason. Everyone that I've known that was from the Middle East ended up being a nice person. I've never met a Middle Eastern scumbag. I haven't. I think they're just trying to fit in. You know, those are people I kind of want to reach out to them. You know, I got to get some stuff burned at this pass out. Maybe a couple of the radios about 9/11 or whatever. And I got to let people know, you know, I'm let everyone.